Support for NPR comes from Concord Records, featuring the John Williams soundtrack CD to Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Available at Barnes & Noble.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Indiana Governor Daniels has declared emergencies in 10 central Indiana counties after storms dumped up to 10 inches of rain on already soggy ground. Flash flooding forced countless residents from their homes, breached dams, and closed portions of major highways, including Interstate 70 in western Indiana and I-65 in southern Indiana. State Homeland Security Director Jane Wainscott says 90% of the small town of Paragon, southwest of Indianapolis, is underwater, and flooding also is extensive in Terre Haute and Spencer. About 25,000 ComEd customers in Chicago's south suburbs are without power this morning. Spokeswoman Judy Rader says almost all of the outages are due to a hit by a large, slow-moving tornado. Illinois State Police Trooper Mark Dorange says one person was injured on Interstate 57, a 3-mile swath of which was closed as authorities cleared several overturned trucks. The Weather Service says the tornado touched down between Richland Park and University Park about 6:30 p.m. last night. Tornadoes were also spotted in Livingston County and Lake County. Meanwhile, health officials warn about the risk of disease due to flooding after the intensive rains of the last few days. The Moultrie County Health Department says that it received reports of people experiencing flu-like symptoms from the flooded areas in the village of Lovington. Health officials say residents should avoid contact with floodwaters and seek medical attention if they feel flu-like symptoms after being in the floodwaters. You may want to log onto your computer before you head out to Illinois Beach this summer. Jenna Dooley has more.
The Illinois Department of Public Health now posts beach closings and advisories on its website. Melanie Arnold, a spokeswoman with the department, says the online information can put people's minds at ease before they go to the beach.
Getting on the website is easy enough. You can go do a couple of clicks, find out, wherever, whatever beach you're going to, find out any past history of beach closures, what the water quality is at that time, and have a great day when you go out there.
There are a couple of closings around the state due to high bacteria levels. Arnold says these beaches won't reopen until tests show levels have improved. I'm Jenna Dooley.
This is AM 580 News.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Audie Cornish. 502 days after launching what at the time seemed an unstoppable bid for the presidency, Senator Hillary Clinton has now called it quits. She did so yesterday in Washington, D.C., 4 days after the primaries ended, with Barack Obama claiming victory in the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination. The former First Lady promised to work her heart out for an Obama victory in November, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, not all of her supporters seemed eager to jump with her onto that bandwagon.
On Washington's hottest day this year, Hillary Clinton's supporters, and many of Barack Obama's as well, stood in long lines outside the National Building Museum to come in and hear Clinton wrap up her campaign.
Well, this isn't exactly the party I'd planned, but I sure like the company.
Clinton had left a lot of people guessing about what her true intentions were by not conceding the night Obama won a majority of delegates. But those doubts were wiped out yesterday when Clinton gave Obama her full-throated endorsement.
Today, as I suspend my campaign, I congratulate him on the victory he has won and the extraordinary race he has run. I endorse him and throw my full support behind him. To join me in working as hard for Barack Obama as you have for me.
There was other booing, in fact, every time Clinton mentioned Obama. She may have moved on, but some of her supporters were having a hard time following suit. Melinda Mahoney of Silver Spring, Maryland, worked for Clinton in 5 different states. She said she and her partner were not going to support Obama.
He's not getting our money. He's not getting our volunteer help. And I'm not sure whether we're going to actually be able to vote for a Republican, but we're certainly not going to support a ticket that has Obama at the top.
Clinton acknowledged her followers' deep disappointment, but she insisted they not let this moment slip away. Referring to her fellow women, she proclaimed, "We have come too far and accomplished too much."